Netzuber Drabanan Orachayim, doing the Bronner Farm Bloom Mondura Family Volume 9. And we're on Shir. Well, this is really, we split the two Shir into last week's Shir into two. So I think it's about Shir number 12 of Shir. So now we're discussing tonight, the title is The Dispute Between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. Before we get into Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, I just want to show you which. I got Alon Naga, you know, he ain't come on as a sofer. I went to get from him here, so to give you a bit of an idea. We discussed in the previous shiurim about the tefillin. Right, you're looking here at him. This is what?
He's a sofer.
I don't think he makes tefillin, but he's got them in his, you know, he had a sample there. And you can see over here how tefillin are pushed out of a piece of leather. One piece of leather. Here the different batim. You can see that it's all one piece. Folded over, and this is different stages, and this is already a bit of a more advanced stage. You can now start seeing the tefillin over here. Remember, we spoke about the tefillin being separated, right?
What's that called
again? Trachot, something like that. Don't remember. And they're split together, and they're pushed together, and then from this stage over here, you get to the next stage. You get something that looks like that. Because now really, as we learned, these tefillin could be kosher like that, right? As long as they're perfectly square, they don't have to be black, remember? The local Moshe Yisina was the straps had to be black, not the actual batim themselves. Remember, the Rambam said that the straps, the batim came any color we saw except red, so Gemara as well, can't be red for a number of reasons. And the Rambam said that the inside of the strap could be any color as long as the same color as the bite, as these tefillin. So really, you could have any color. You go green, he brings, I think he mentioned the green red color. That's just something nice to see. Now, it's relevant to our discussion tonight because the main machloket between Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi, the main machloket. I've got quite a lot of stuff here. I don't know if we'll see how we get through it. I don't want to spend too much time because we've got a lot in Shmot, so second book of Shmot. And go there to Bo. End of Bo, to the Sefer Aliyah, to Perek Yud Gimel. And you see there, we got by Rabbi Moshe Lemor, Kadesh Tichol Bechor, Petek Rech, we just spoken about there, Zot Chala Pesach, Kol Benechal, Yuchabov, whatever, etc. Then some of you, what's my zeh, 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 sanctify the firstborn, Petek Korech, the one that comes out of the womb, you they shall, by Adav, by Ma, you both animals and human beings, that belongs to Hashem. Remember the day we came out of Egypt, because Hashem got out of Egypt. This day you came out of Egypt, it was spring. Okay, and then this day I brought you into the land of Israel, at the Canaan, the Chittim, the Pussy, etc. Then I swore to your fathers, and you worked on this day. Shivat Yimim Tocha Matzot, it's about Pesach. Yom HaShviyi Chag LaShem, it's on the seventh day, it's a Yontif. Matzot Yachel, et Shivat Yimim, etc. Then it says at the end of the day, V'igat Levin Chayom Ahu Le'mor, Bavur Zeh, for this reason HaShem Masali, V'tad Mitzrayim. And the Torah says, V'yalecha Al-Ot Al-Yadcha, V'lezikaron Ben-Enecha, should be a sign for you in your hand and a remembrance in your eyes. Lamati Rashem Eficha, Kibel Chazaka, Hashem took you up with a strong hand in Mitzrayim. V'shamata Chuka Zot, Lamuada, Mimimim. We learned in the Psukki, that was one of the Bekor, we learned about Tefillin. Okay, that is Kadesh Li Bechor. That's the Parsha of Perek Yud Gimel, the first 10 Psukim. The next 11 Psukim is another Parsha. Remember, in Achumash, we only go after the numbers. It's Parshiot, split up here, others to Motop Tuchot. So you can see there's the end of a break cover here, a couple of words missing, and the new parsha starts. The next parsha says, Vayakhe v'yachashem l'kecha l'tzikadani yekshev, v'shvad, etc. All bring to the lamp, petirechem, shigar, etc. It says at the end there, Vayah l'ot al yadcha, v'benenecha, ki v'chozek l'tzikad l'shem l'tzikad. Same idea mentioned to you again, should be signed in your hands. Those are the first two prakim which are in Sefer Shmot, right? Perek Yud Gimel. Two prakim in Perek Yud Gimel for B'shalach. Then we move on to Dvarim. Right, so we come to Dvarim, and then the second Sefer of Dvarim is Parshat Ve'etchanan. I'm saying these things aloud because I'm not going to mind, you'll remember where they come from. The second parak is Sefer Ve'etchanan. Benj, I'm going to absolutely go, I can't work, I can't see it. It is in Ve'etchanan, and again, we've got there parak, where is it, parak Vav, parak Zayin, I'm going to find it, Shema Yisra, parak Vav. Parak Vav is the Shishi of Ve'etchanan, is Shema Yisra. Then we've got the parsha of Shema, and again, of course, it says there, Vayuri Bashiloch Vishidantel Venecha, Batabam, Ukshartem, Lot Al Yadechel Venecha. So there we've got the third time that we mention anything to do with Shema. Then we go to the next parsha. The next parsha is Akev, right? And you'll find there on Perek, let's find it, Yud Aleph, V'haf Hashem Lokecha. V'shamart, V'yayim Shamua, sorry. The second parsha of Shema, and there it says again, B'simit V'ayelan V'achim Nafshachem, U'ksharteim O'tam, Lord Adichem, Lord B'nechem, Lord B'nechem, B'nechem. Okay. Those are the four parshiot of Kriya Shema, of Tfilin in the Torah. Okay, two of them in Parshat Bo, right? Two of them there, that's Parshat was Perek Yud Aleph, I think we saw it was, right? Or Yud Gimel, where it was, Yud Gimel. And the next two are in Dvarim, one in Vet Hanan, Shema, and one in Akev, Bayam Shamua. And that's the order of the Torah. Now, halachically, you have to write the Tfilin like the order of the Torah. So you've got to write your Tfilin in the order of Shema, Vayayim, Shamoah, etc., etc., etc. And that's basically us in the Tefillin. And that's what Rashi says. So why do you say that? Shulchan Aruch, or Achayim. Okay. So you've got to write in the order. He mentioned the book here, I think, even. Yes, yeah. The Parsha must be written by Sofer in accordance with the sequence in which they appear in the Torah, Shulchan Aruch. So there's some discussion in the Gemara regarding the propositioning of these Parsha in the parchment of the Tefillin. And this shows the base of the latter dispute between Rashi and Tam. In the exact alignment of the Tefillin. Now, in Tefillin Shel Yad, it becomes a bit more difficult. In Tefillin Shel Yad, there are four separate parashot, as you can see over here. So you could essentially write them in the right order. Shema, Vayam, Shema, Vayam, Shema, and then stick them in separately, differently if you want. In the Shel Yad, it's one long parsha. So, when it comes to Rabban Tam, we'll see in a moment, a little bit more tricky. I haven't got an answer to that. Okay, I don't know the answer. I'm sure there's an answer, I don't know the answer. But the story is like this. So those are the four parashot. We've got a Gemara in Masechet Menachot. Shouldn't surprise you, right? We learned about Tzitzit and Tefillin all come in Masechet Menachot. So we've got a Gemara here, Masechet Menachot, Dav Lamed Dalet. The Gemara says, like the Tanya Rabbana, we learn a Braita, Ketzad Sodran, what's the order of the Tefillin? So the Gemara says, Tanakama says, well, this Braita says, Kadesh Li, you got Kadeshli and Vayavach on the right, and Shema Vayam Shemo on the left. So what are that? Well, how do we understand that? That you've got Kadeshli Vayavach on the right, Shema Vayam Shemo on the left, according to the order. Now, the right might be that right there if you're looking at the Tefillin. It might be my right if I'm wearing the Tefillin. Okay, we'll get to that in a second. We're not sure which way it goes. But at the moment, Tanakama says, Kadeshli Vayavach on the right, and Shema Vayam Shemo on the left. And again, it's not, is it from my right or from your right? They're two different rights. Is you looking at me or me in my mind? That's a separate discussion. But how tiny, we ask the question, but how we got a bright, it's the exact opposite. It says, Amar Abaya, Lo Kashia, Kan Mi Minosho Kore, Kan Mi, so the ground, we got a bright, it says the opposite way around. That it shouldn't be Kad Shema, it shouldn't be Kadeshti Vayav Ki Viyacha Shema Vayav Shamoah. It should be the other way around. It should be Vahaya Im Shamoah Shema Vayav Ki Viyacha Kadeshli. So what's going on over here? So the Gemara says, Amar Abaye quotes Abaye and says, Abaye says, Lo Kash, not a problem. Why? Kan Mimino Shel Kore, Vakan Mimino Shel Meniach. He says, it depends who's looking. The one brighter that says we go from right to left, Shema, like the order of the Torah, right, is the person who's reading the Tefillin, looking at me. And the one that says we go from left, that's from right to left. The one that says from left to right, the guy's wearing the Tefillin. Look at the Gemara, it says, Va'kore, kore, kasidran. The reader, meaning not the wearer, the reader, if I put my Tefillin like this, and you stand looking at my Tefillin, you read kaseder. So you will go kaseder. You'll go Shema v'hayayim kadesh li b'chor v'yakav yecha Shema v'ya, and that's from your right, and on me it's and on me your right, which is all the need. If you look at me, that's your right, and this is my right. So your right goes that is kadesh li b'chor v'yakav yecha Shema v'yam shamoah. That's from your right, and on my right it is the other way around. Correct? You got it? That's the basically the Gemara. What's the problem? Look inside the first line. It says, Ketzat Sudran, Kadesh Li Vayakav Yecha Miyamin. The first two parshas go from the right. And the second two parshas go from the left. So the simple understanding how we understood Pshat was that when you say go from the right, you mean from the right, and the left is what comes next in the order of the Torah, right? So you'd go Kadesh Li V'Yakav Yecha on the right, and then Shema V'Yam Shema in the order of the Torah. That's the problem. We're going to see that is the basis for our problem. So look at Rashi. Remember we said that the machloket is between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. So Rashi says, Ketzat Sadran on the Gemara, how do we order the placing of the parchment? He says, here we have from right of the reader, and here we have the right from the wearer. So the reader sees the right that way, and when the Gemara says the opposite direction, it means the guy's wearing it. He sees it in the opposite direction, because he sees the other way around. Okay, that's clear, right? Everybody happy with that? No. Right? No, okay, I'm glad you said no. He says he can't see anything because inside the batim. So let me, maybe I misled it then, because we're not talking about when you see what you see, what you're reading. It's the Gemara says that you put the one bride says you wear the parshas go in on the right from the right to the left, and the other parshas the other bride says the other way around. So the Gemara is now saying no. It's the when we say the right to the left, the right. Of the first Gemara saying is the right is from the person looking at you, the parshas are put in his right, and the other bride is saying that the person who's wearing it goes his right. Not that you're seeing it, but in the order that you're putting it. In other words, is it going from when you look at somebody? You know, we say for example, we had a similar example with Yaakov when Yosef brought his sons to Yaakov for a bracha. So it says there that he put the bechor on his left. And the second one on his right. Why? Because Yosef's left, he was facing Yaakov, was Yaakov's right. And therefore he wanted Yaakov to put his right hand on the Bechor. So he had to put his firstborn on his left, because when you're facing somebody, your left is his right. Okay? So it's happening over here. I'm wearing tefillin. The question is, when we say from left to right, are we saying from left to right the person wearing the tefillin? For if the person who's seeing the tefillin, at the end of the day, remember that tefillin is the ot. Tefillin is a sign. What's a sign? People are meant to be looking at your tefillin. So are the tefillin for you or for them? That's my explanation, just to make understand.
The bright
reads is a kindred spirit of Rabbeinu Tam. Okay? Robert is a kindred spirit of Rabbeinu Tam. It even sounds like Robert, like Rabbeinu Tam. If you say fast, Robert, Rabbeinu Tam, it could be the same person, right? Because, and I'm not making a joke, because that's Rabbi Natam's take. That's exactly what Rabbi Natam says. So that's what we're going to get to, right? So that's what I wanted to go for. Up to now, is that clear now, Michael? So now Rashi says, look at Rashi here on page 70, 21. When the guy reading, so to speak, is standing opposite him. Okay, there's Akore Kore Kesidran. He reads, and the Gemara says he reads in the order. Keseder, what does it mean in the order? Keseder Shem Tuvim Batorah, the way they read in the Torah. That's what she says. Kesidra, in other words, Shema Vahaya Kiviyacha Kadesh Li Bechor. Right, I keep forgetting the order. Kadesh Li Bechor Vahaya Kiviyacha Shema Vayam Shema. That's how the order goes. That's what Rashi says. And now comes along Rabbeinu Tosfot in Menachot, in the same Gemara, and says, V'kasher Rabbeinu Tam. There's difficulty here for Rabbeinu Tam. I'm talking about Rashi's explanation. The Amai Pal Ginu. Why did the Gemara, the Brighter, split them into two? Right? Palginu from Palig, right? Shekore Shtaimar Yishonot Miyamin, Veshtaimachnot Mishmo. He says, the Brighter said there are two groups here. There's a group on the right and a group on the left. Comes along Robert and says, that's what makes sense. The Brighter's talking about two separate sense. So therefore, you have two on the right, two on the left. And he wants that they read inwards. You start on the right with that one and they go in, and you start on the left with that one and they go in. That's how he wants to understand it. So Dekhar Banatam says, Sayyar Omar, he says, if that was the case, then he would have said, the bride should have said, Shishonami Amin, the first one on the right and then leftwards, all the other way around, that the first on the left, on the right, and the others on the left. And therefore, says Rabbanatam, Kadesh Vyakaviyacha Miyamin Shal Kore, he agrees, by the way, with Rashi, that you go from the order of the Kore. No one's arguing about that. When we say the right to the left, we mean the right of the reader. Of the person opposite. You're not the person who's reading it. We say the right to the reader, mean the person facing you, right? And then he says that, however, you would have the first two going from right to left, and the second going from left to right. You're always going the two camps. And therefore, the first of each camp is on the outside, and the second two are on the inside. Okay? V'nichash de mashach akul v'chein peresh Rabbeinu Chanan. So Rabbeinu Chanan says the same thing. So Rabbeinu Chanan explains exactly the same. Now it's interesting. I'm going to get very technical today in this shir. We're going to try and do a lot of stuff and really get a nice understanding of the subject. But bear in mind that Rabbeinu Tam says that so Rabbeinu Chanan explains it as well. So it's quite, as we're going to see just now, something which I think is mind-blowing, that this Tefillin Rabbeinu Tam is a bit of a misnomer, because the Rambam also agrees with Rashi. Now, I want to just tell you one thing, I saw what we're doing today. Rashi, the Rambam never knew about Rashi. As hard as it is to say, how can I learn Gemara without Rashi? Okay, the Rambam learned Gemara without Rashi. That's the Chiddush. He never knew about Rashi. He might have heard there was a man going Rashi, I don't know. But he never had his papers. People have written a ton about this. Rav Falaji wants to try and say that maybe there's some... No one agrees with it. The earliest time anything is either the Rambam's son or maybe his grandson mentioned something about Rashi. They never knew about Rashi. And yet he paskin exactly the same as Rashi. Now, it's quite often Rashi and Rambam paskin the same because they both come at the end of the day are influenced by either the Rif or the left Rashi than the Rif, but the Rabbeinu Chananel and the Gaonim. So interesting over here that Rabbeinu Chananel sides, Tosfot basically psak more Rabbeinu Chananel. That would have been the common thread of how Rashi and the Rambam would have said the same thing. Because they would have learned Rabbeinu Chananel. But yeah, Rabbeinu Chananel seems to go with Rabbeinu Tam. Difficult. Don't have an answer for that. Okay. And the Rabbeinu Tam is Vahadak Amar HaKorei Kuru Kitzuran Lav Kamo Shemesh Bekun Nachat Adat Rashi says Kaseh Shikdo Adnan Dwar Or Dvar Ela Mipashat Rabbeinu Tam Mifarish Rabbeinu Tam Who is Siyum HaBraita The Kaitz That She Has The Order Kama Shekore Kaseh Shemun Nachim Betfilim Yimino Yismolo Dhanu Kadesh Vaya Kvicha Vaya Im Shamoa And Then Shema. So that is the basic argument between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, is where the last two parashas, they both agreed, goes from the guy who's following me, right? In other words, he was on my head like this, and you're looking here, it's on that side there, my left, your right, would definitely be Kadesh Li Bechor and Vayak V'yakha. Is the machloket. Machloket, that is the order of the last two parashas over here. Do we have first Shema and then Vayam Shamoa? Do we have Vayam Shamoa and then Shema? Okay? That is the basic machloket. That is the machloket in Rashi Rabbeinu Tam. As I mentioned already, the Rambam agrees with the Rabbeinu Tam. What's interesting over here is that Tosfot, their Satzer Rav Hai Gaon, who says that he's got a different reason for it. And I saw also, I'm not sure if it's in the Truba notes or in my own things that I bring just now, but that he quotes, he says there that also that the Arizal says it is based on Kabbalah as well, that we might come across it again just now, we'll see. But he says over here, okay, it's indicated two parshas begin with the words that therefore the two parshas that begin with the words Vahaya are in the middle. Right? So you've got Kadesh Li Bechor and then Vahaya. Then Vahaya Im Shamoa and then Shema. So you've got the two Vahayas, which is called Havaya, right? Are next to each other. There seems to be a Kabbalistic name of the Arizal. That's what he prefers that as well for Kabbalistic reasons. Okay. So now let's look at the Rambam. I told you that the Rashi and the Rambam are agreed on this. So the big question is, why do we call these tefillin shel Rashi? I got my own theory. I'll tell you in a second. I don't know. The Rambam of the Rambam is Hilchot tefillin. Ketzad shorer ha-pasha b'tefillin shel Rosh. How do we order the tefillin? Rosh, the Rambam says, Chesipasha achrona, shivayam shamoa. First put the last one, by drishon, shu'ad yamin ha-maniach. He's going according to the right of the person wearing them, right? So here again, on my right, which is your left. So same as Rashi. Correct? On my right, he puts in yeah, Vayayim Shamoa. Then, by Rishon Al Yamin, then he puts in Shema. And then, Vayakiv Yecha, and then Kadesh Li. The Bait Rishon Swola Maniach Tfilin. Kadesh Yah Koresh Lefanav, so the guy reading in front of him, Kenegap Nehem Maniach, Korel HaSeder HaZeh. And he says, if you Chlif Seder Zeh Psulot. So according to the Rambam, if you put on Rabbeinu Tam's Tfilin, they're Psulot. Not just another opinion. Pasu. Now, I think that Rabbeinu Tam will say the same thing. If you put on Rashi Tfilin, it's also Psulot. The obvious question everybody's asking now is, Rabbeinu Tam is who? Rabbeinu Tam is Rashi's grandson. So what did Rabbeinu Tam do for the first couple of years? When he came by Mitzvah, what did his father buy? Richard asked the question, how could that be? Because he's a Masorah. Right? He's a Masorah. So firstly, I'm not qualified to say this. I say this all humility, and really, don't get me wrong, I'm not trying to be clever at all. Rabbeinu Tam, honestly, in many, 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 many ways, believed that he had authority to do lots of things. He considered himself the koach of a Sanhedrin, of a Beit Din, and he made dinim and takonos. Rabbeinu Tam And nobody could stand. Rabbi Tam was the gadol hador for many, many, many dorot. I mean, he wasn't just Tam. His name is not Rabbi Tam. His name is Rabbi Yaakov, right? Why is he called Rabbi Tam? Because Yaakov Tam Yosheb Oalim. That was his nickname, Rabbi Tam, right? I mean, the three brothers, right? They were a powerhouse of note. Rabbi Tam specifically, he was a... So I don't think he would have a problem answering that question, like you and all, any of us, I would have. He would say, listen, this is... My grandfather's been wrong. What do you want? Because the Masorah must be back, put on Pasul Tefillin?
He might learn from his father. Wasn't Rashi's son?
Don't think so. I don't think that Rashi married his daughter to the people who argued with him. The Taz and the Bach argue, that's true. And then he was his Bach son-in-law. But
he would have said, I don't
like
my father.
But he would have said, yeah, but I think that when Rashi's your father-in-law, you take on your father-in-law's minagim. I don't know. That's just my gut feeling. Anyhow, we're sidetracking now. But the bottom line is that the Rashi says, fine. Now, I want to go over here because they didn't bring the tour for some reason. I'm not sure why. So I've got the tour. The tour says like this. Ubedavar zeh, says, according to this, Nafla machloket ben ha-go'onim. There's really an argument at the time of the go'onim. In other words, the question here is, in the back of his mind, is where did this argument start? Is it really a Rashi Rabbein Tam? But it can't be, because with the Rambam, who was in Egypt, and never knew Rashi. I heard a shiur from a Herschel Schechter where he says the most amazing thing. He says the Ramban had a Beit Midrash with tons of people. The Rashba had a bunch of people. Rabbi Yonah of Jordan had a bunch of people. Rabbi Tam had a bunch of people. Rashba had a bunch of people. These guys all had huge Batei Midrash. The Ramban sat in Egypt on his own. Okay? On his own. Wrote the Mishnah Torah. He never had a Beit Midrash. And all of that learning was done in the early, once his brother died, his brother supported him. Once his brother died, he never had time to learn, even write himself. He had no time. He was working, became a doctor. He went later on to become a doctor, and he was the doctor of the sultan there in Egypt, the caliph, whatever they call him. He worked morning and night. His people in the morning, the doctor and the people sing the whole night, and occasionally he would have time to finish writing. So all his learning was done, but before that, on his own. And so it can't be a machloket ben Tam and Rashi, because Rambam already says this is how you do it. Which means people think differently. And by the way, the other shittur as well. But let's quickly not. I don't. Speak, we're not going to have too much time to that. The Torah says like this: "Revazin aflam machlok ben agon." There's already on the yesh mem sovrim kiv Rashi. Son of the Gaonim hold like Rashi. The yesh mem kiv Rabbeinu Tam. Son of the Rabbeinu Tam. The chatav and the avirash and the Rosh. He says, "Right, lefish and nechleku ben Gaonei olam." Since the great Gaonim of the world is such machloket. Like the Rambam says, right? That those are pasul. And those who say this way say the other way is pasul. Those who say this way, the other way is pasul. Right? Tanya, I chliv parashotea perushalatan shabait ze psulin. Rabbi Chachamim, makom yesh perosh laniach. He says, already quotes this in the Gemara. So the Chachamim said that there's place in the head for two pairs of tefillin. We've learned that, right? Two pairs of tefillin. And on the arm. Lachen, Yireh Shamayim, says the tour. Yireh Shamayim, yetzei de shnehem, should wear both. We are saying Shnei Zugot should make two pairs of tefillin. We are niach them and wear them both. We are chavev and achatan botan shasuyin ketikanan alibad ahilchata bahem ani yotzei idecho vato. And should he have a condition in his mind like a brocha that I'm being yotzei by the right ones and on the ones that aren't right I'm wearing in case. And when everyone is right, that's where my brocha is going on. V'ein kal mishum bal tosiv. But what about bal tosiv? That's not called bal tosiv. That's not called adding mitzvahs. Why? Says the Lord Mikri Baltosiv era kishoseh chamisha batim. What's Baltosiv? The Torah says put four parshas and you put a fifth parsha. Putting on two pieces of tefillin, not a Baltosiv. The Gemara tells you they're spacing it for two of them. The Lord Yaniach as you go, but kissed up with the same box, he says, because they got Kedusha, the wine is pasul, not pasul, should make a siman, which is which. Okay, that's unbelievable. Listen to this. The case, the Beit Yosef of Yosef Kara writes on this tour. It's not in our books what I'm reading to you now. You know, let's read the Beit Yosef that is in our books. He says, I saw that the Mordechai wrote, he says, the Mordechai, the Katav Samag, the seven minutes of Gedolot, and the Mordechai, right, Sheshachu Katav Beit Yosef, a letter was written, Shnafla Bima Sha'al Keber Yecheskel, that the marble fell off the grave of Yecheskel, and they found Tfilin there, Yeshanim Or, Kesedra Ramam Rashi. Tfilin there went according to the order of Kesedra Ramam Rashi. They want to prove from that what? And obviously, there must be from the time of Yecheskel, 2,000 years ago. Right? Varashba b'tshuva herich, and the Rashba in his answers, there, in his tshuva is right, but Avarze v'dochet Rabbeinu Tam, and Rabbeinu Tam says this is proof that Rabbeinu Tam is at the what do you call it? The what the?
Off the playing field.
Well, yeah, at the realms, whatever. Right? V'himid Rashi v'aramba, He says that's how you do it. Now the tour, that's the Beit Yosef there on the tour. There's another Beit Yosef there which they didn't bring. For lack of space, obviously, but we split the shir into two, so we got time. He says, Umatzati tshuva Ashkenazit. The Beit Yosef, right? I found an Ashkenazi tshuva. He's referring to the Maharil. Okay? He's referring to the Maharil. And, no, let's leave this. We'll get it. It's in the book. We'll get it into the order. So I don't remember that it was in the book. Okay, so he says over here, So that's the Beit Yosef, and that's what he says. In the Rosh, remember he quoted the Rosh, that we saw the Rosh said the Dichul Gaonim, we already saw the Rosh over there. And now the Shulchan Aruch comes to Paschal Halacha. So the Shulchan Aruch in Orach Chaim, Lamed Dalet Hilchot Tefillin, says like this. Sederachatam Batim, the Rashi, the Rabbam, Kadesh, we spoil, and he goes in the order exactly like we saw, Vyachah, Bait, etc. Shu Balachit, Lerabenu Tam, Balashish, Vyayav Shamoah, Balayim, Vishul, Chisul Shabbat, other way around. Minhag Ha'olam, Kerashi, Varamba. Shulchan Aruch says straight out, the world is no hek l'rashi l'rambam. He said, ever, listen to this, amazing. He says, Yireh Shamayim, Yetzei Dei Shnehem. But a God-fearing Jew should be also with both of them. V'yaseh Shnehem, made two pairs of tefillin. And like we saw over there, she had a like the truth said, which every one it was. Now there's a Mishnah Brura on this Shulchan Aruch, which they don't bring. I'm not sure why. Mr. Brewer says like this. Mr. Brewer there on Hilchot in Samech Al-Dah. The Mishnah is like this. Mi shemeniach tefillin shel yad shel dat rabbi dutam, utfillin shel shurat rashi, rabbi mi yotzei dech vato, pasak shvut Yaakov, da enu yotzei ribi dukam. You might think, okay, I'll do one of each. So that you aren't yotzei. Say, Eva, aval b'shat ha-tchak, if you're stuck, mutar lanich, you can't do that. Ta b'shat ha-tchak, yotzei menich, because you and yotzei one. So in theory, if you're already stuck, you could be yotzei, whichever one was the right one. If Rashi is the right one, or Red Tom's the right one, then you'd be yotzei either one. So is he wearing one? Alright? Okay, that's the Mishnah Berurah. I thought was quite interesting to see that Mishnah Berurah on the Shulchan Aruch there. So you shouldn't mix them up, but if you b'shat ha-tchak, you can do it. Okay, now if you go over the page to page 74, there's a picture over there. Right, you can see the order. So exactly as we had it there, Rashi's got Kadesh Livyakvichashma Vayam Shamoa, and Rabbeinu Tam is the other way around. We've got a pretty clear understanding now of what it is. You see, the Machloket goes way back to the Gaonim already, and we're going to see something even more amazing that it might go back a hell of a lot longer, further back than the Gaonim. In fact, you know what? Maybe it's a good time. The Ben Ishchai. Spoke about the Ben Ishchai, right? The Ben Ishchai of Yaakov Chaim of Baghdad. So he writes in his Sefer, and he was a big Mekubal. He says, "Vinei betchila yu choshvin machloket zu kishar machlok." This is basically the Ben Ishchai on Parshat Vayera. Okay, you want to see it? It's on Parshat Vayera. And it's the beginning of Parshat Vayera. He says, "Arba Parshat shall fit in there." And he speaks about it. He says, "Like this, Vinei betchila yu choshvin machloket zu kishar machloket." Shesvarach echad betal. Originally, they thought this was same machloket, another machloket. That one side is right, the other side is wrong. Achbar Rabbeinu Ha'arizal, comes the Arizal, right, the Mekubalist, the Higid B'Kabbalah, Mipi Eliyahu Zachulatov. And he quotes them of Eliyahu HaNavi, right, Sheshnei Hasvarot Emet, they're both right. V'tzarich Lema'ave Tarvay, so you both of them. Listen to this, Umimot Moshe Rabbeinu Alav HaShalom, Vada Goanim, are you minichim shtei zugos? Read from Moshe Rabbeinu's time. They had two pairs of tefillin. Whole long votes on this. Then Moshe Rabbeinu was given the svara, and already then they weren't exactly what they did. They did two different types to be yotzei in both ways, and all the time they wore them. Right? V'chein into the Gemara says an eruvin. What's his base in the Gemara eruvin? Like we said already, so the Gemara eruvin says makom yesh baroshla niach moshe zugos. There's got enough on your place head for two places. Why are you on your head place for two pairs of tefillin? One for Rashi, one for Rabbeinu Tam. Otherwise, why are you giving your place for two pairs of tefillin? Why didn't Moshe Rabbeinu ask Hashem? Whoa, wait a second about asking Hashem. We're going to get that. I promise you. Just wait a second. I've got something about asking Hashem. We're going to cut that in a second. Right? The Chen Yitab Gemara says, Zohar HaKadosh says, Ita al ketzat b'nei Adam, the menichin shnei zugot misafek, t'lo yadinan b'raza dad de tarvay itzrichu. He says, they don't realize that there's a hint of it. They actually need both. That's the Ben Yishchai. He said, really stems back all the way to Moshe Rabbeinu. So Steve now says, Why didn't Moshe ask Hashem? Well, somebody did ask Hashem. There's a shoot called Sheilot Utshuvot Min HaShamayim. It's not a joke. Okay? Questions and answers from heaven. And it was written by none other than Rabbi Yaakov Halevi Mimarosh. I spelled the name right. Who was a Baal Tosfot. One of the Baal Tosfot of Provence. He got a shoot, a book. It's safer, you can buy the book. The whole book is Shoot Min HaShamayim. Where he would go to sleep at night, ask Hashem a question, and get an answer in a dream. Okay? He was a Rishon, he was a Baal Tosfot, he was a Mekubal, and he was taken very, very, very seriously. And he happened to ask the same question that Steve asked. He said, why didn't Moshe ask Hashem? Well, maybe Moshe did ask Hashem. I don't know, maybe Moshe himself, maybe Hashem was confused. Listen. He says, Va'od, this is Shalot Tshuvot Min HaShamayim Gimel. He says, Va'od Sha'alti Al Seder Parashot Shebetfilin. You know, let's just read the Beit Yosef 27. You see, this is the Makor. There's a bit of a mistake at the time. If you go to page 75, putting on the tefillin, right? So we see over here that they stand back to follow Rashi, but the Rosh Hashanah says anybody that a bed friend you should. We saw the Ben Shchai says go back along Machloket. We saw there, we haven't yet seen the quote of the Mari, we'll see it in a second. So the Beit Yosef Shlakas, Matzati Betshuva Ashkenazit, page 75. And here they tell us who it is. Shut Maril Simon Kupazai. The Maril, right, the Maril was a real gadol. He's made like, if you open up a Wikipedia discussion on the Maril, you'll see something to the extent of Av Haminag Ashkenazi, something like that. He was like the father of Ashkenazic Minhag. Most of our Minhag in our shul today, you'll find it stems back to the Maril. Okay, like the order of Aliyahs, for example, who gets the Kedimut, who gets first Aliyahs. He was the guy, he was a big gadol. And it says over here, in the fighting, you should do the Maril, Krashon Hazeh, Shnei Zugeit Tfilin Lo HaChazin and Rabban Kashisha Zal De Avde Hachis. I never saw my old rabbi putting on Tfilin. V'gufa Azil Batareshav Zabchin HaMashikatav Samag Bahud Divrei Dekev Yecheskel. And seeing that everybody agreed with the Samag wrote about that letter that they came, that they found the Kever in Yecheskel, and they said over there that this must be proof that the Kever Yecheskel had Rashi's Tfilin in it. And therefore, it must be like Rashi. I want to take a moment and just change course here for a second. A little bit of pilpul. This comes from a Midrash Kobetrani Or Yisrael from Monsi. Right? This is American mythology, right? Rav Moshe Shavarad of Kew Garden Hills in New York. So he has a whole lot of lomdas over here, but I thought it was actually quite nice to make sense fit now. Look what he says over here. He says, the Mordechai, we saw the Maril and the Bahag, all in that quote there, the story about Yecheskel and Navi, I'm paraphrasing it, that therefore that's proof that the Shita went like Rashi. But he says over here, maybe, he says over here, and I want to prove that that's the case. And therefore it's like Rashi. But the Drisha, who's a Perush on the tour, right, writes over there, on the contrary, says, maybe it's proof it's in an art like Rashi. And that's why they were in the grave of Yecheskel, because they were Gniza. They were puzzled to them, and they put them in the Gniza. Well, why is it proof that it was Rashi? It was proof of Rashi while we're in the grave. Okay, so anyhow, that's just something to bear in mind, right? That's a nice way of thinking, right? Anyhow, so he says over here, he quotes over here the Samag, he says, the Beit Yosef says, V'gam Rabbeinu Tam asa she'elat chalom al kacha. Now this Rabbeinu Tam, well, I told you earlier on that Rabbeinu Tam's name wasn't Rabbeinu Tam, his name was Rabbi Yaakov. Right? But so there was another Rabbi Yaakov. And the guy who asked the she'elat chacham, or she'elat chalom, his name was Rabbi Yaakov. Maybe he's also called Rabbeinu Tam. He might have also been called Rabbeinu Tam for that reason. That's the mistake in the Beit Yosef there. And his name was Rabbi Yaakov Halevi Mimarish. Okay, lived in the, from 1138 to 1204. Towards he sort of seemed to be the end of the time of the right. He died in 1243, so he lived like, and the Rambam died in 1204. So people say he lived in the Rambam's time, but I checked up on the time frame. It doesn't seem to make sense. Anyhow, a little bit after the Rambam, and he has the sefer one about a Tosfot, and he asks the Sharat Chalom, and he writes in the Shut like this: Va'od Sha'alti Al Seder Pashot Shebet V'Na Asta Shaila to Shamayim on the order of the Parshas. V'Chachai Tashlisu Ba'Shaila. Ana ha-melech ha-gadol ha-gibor v'anora, chacham ha-razim megalini sterori. He says to Hashem, you, the melech ha-gadol ha-gibor from the anora, from Akadavning, chacham, the wise one, ha-razim of all the secrets, megalini sterori reveals all the hidden, magid ne-lamot, who tells us what's missing, shomer ha-brit v'chesed, you look after the covenant, Agdel nachas dechai manu. Be have chesed with us. Hayom v'tzivah l'malachken. Instruct your angels, haktoshim, lehodi eini et asher nistapaknu b'seder pashot shel tefillin. Tell your angels, please, to tell us what's the right order of the tefillin. This is what he writes in the shul. This is serious. Right? Ki yesh miachachem omrim havayot be'emtza v'michlip. The sub said it, in the middle, like Renatam. In the middle, it has to be the vahaya and the vahaya. And if you switch to pasu, v'yesh michachamim ha'omrim other around, havayot kesidran, and if you chlip psulot, v'ata melech melachim tzivah l'malachecha kdoshim, instruct your angels, l'hodiyeni halakha k'divremi, who's alochalak, v'divremi ata mechavev. And you, Hashem, tell us which you prefer. There you are, Steve. You wanted to ask Hashem, you got it. You didn't think that was coming, be honest. You never thought that was coming. Right? So now he says like this. Veheshivu! And they answered from Shammai ministry. Eilu ve'eilu divrei Elohim chayim. They are both right. Right? However, and listen to this. Ukemach loket lamata. Just like there's an argument down in our earth here between Rashi and Tam, Rambam and all the others. Kach machloket lemala. So there's an argument above in Shammai. Hakadosh Baruch Hu Omer. But listen to this. Hakadosh Baruch Hu Omer havayot beemtza. Who's that like? Who's in the middle of havayot beemtza? Rabbeinu Tam. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is it like Rabbeinu Tam? Right. Hakadosh Baruch Hu v'chol pamalia shel mala. All the other heavenly detail. Right. The whole entourage. Omrim havayot kesidran. Like Rashi. So Hashem says like Rabbeinu Tam, and the angel said like Rashi, V'hu asher diber Hashem b'krovai ekadesh. This is what Hashem said in b'krovai, inside of me, it was apenei kol amechabed, v'ze kvodo behayot parashat malchut shamayim tchila. Don't know what that means. So there we got it. And the Beit Yosef quotes this. This is not something which is, no one just dismisses it. Beit Yosef quotes it. Got to finish. Right. So he says, "Yeah, because I'm a hoyer, but I'm not hungry. Because I keep hora, but I need to let Hashem and the Mishnah books in front of me." So that is a little bit on that. Now the Shulchan Aruch says. Now the question here is: the Beit Yosef says over there. So since we see now that they're both min Hashamayim, and there's a strong argument for Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin, and we saw the Rosh, and we saw the Tur, and no one's dismissing the Rabbeinu Tam story. He says over here the Beit Yosef, "Hoyel velo nahag michzek chumedome." Hoyel velo nahuk, since it's not customary to wear this tefillin, mechzek ke yohora. A guy who does wear them is looking like he thinks he's a tzaddik. Who are you? How well done do you do it? V'ayr Hashem ela mi shemuchzak mefusam b'chasvus. The only person who should do this, if you are considered like across the board, everybody agrees that you're a big tzaddik. Mashlo ayuked ela otam shiritem lagi. Only very few. Right, and then he goes on how you should do it, etc., etc., etc. And the Shulchan, that's in the Beit Yosef on the tour. The Shulchan Aruch then Paskins. I think we've read all my papers, all my extra stuff. I'm getting confused in the order. I think we've seen it all, right? Okay, so now we're just sticking to the Sefer. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Lo yasek el mishim, and the Shulchan Aruch Paskins like that. The only person who should wear these things, somebody who's a big gadol and accept it. The Mishnah Berurah on that says, even if you want to wear them after davening, says, Behind you, I feel like you said, I'm going to achar tefillah. וחטא בברתב איש אחד שהיה נוהג להניח תפילה בברתב לאחר התפילה בפרהסי in public, פני הקהל, אם איך זה עוד question, does he look כהורה? And he פסק פשוט מהרש הלוי, דמך זה כהורה, וצריך שיבטל למנגו, he says stop doing it. Mr. Brook quotes the ברתב, and he says stop doing it. And פסק פשוט מהרש הלוי, דמך זה כהורה, וכן כתב בתשובות שבות יעקב, שאפילו אם מקצת עושין, יש פה משהו, a couple of introductions, what is going on over here? In our shul, you got guys putting on your Rabbeinu Tam. Everybody has been in shuls around the world. People putting on Rabbeinu Tam. It's not considered Yehora. So Yalkut Yosef, right? Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef, Rabbeinu Yosef's son, right? Av b'shemar ha-shulchan aruch katav, sholach tefillin Rabbeinu Tam, ele mishem muchzak ufusa mechassidut, only a proper, truly proper person who's a big gadol should do it. V'chein ha-agur rabim, v'chein shtamim naniach, but we see people do it. And most people do like Rashi. However, he says, in our days, putting Rabbeinu Tam is so nafotzar, it's nafotzar, widespread, even according to Avrechim, Balebatim, Yashamayim, not just the big Gedolim, Ein Lachush Yoter Mishum Yehora, he says, there's nothing in your Yehora, and he chucks it out the window. Baruch HaShulchan already, in the Talmud of Mishnah Berurah, Mishnah Berurah goes quite wild, eh? He says, don't do it. He quotes a very tev, pastor, stop it, catch it. Baruch HaShulchan, at the same time as the Mishnah Berurah, he says, the gam zikra bet yosef, the ain nasot ke'en abishu, he says, the Baruch HaShulchan is writing already 100 years ago in Lithuania. The same time as the Vilna, as the Mishnah Berurah. He says, ain it pashta bekamedi not. In a couple of places we see it's already spread. Shemenichin finish by no time. The aim is Yonah Behura, the Achor, Kolechar, Asot, Kem, Tabola Bracha. On the contrary, it's Tabola Bracha. Which makes you start thinking that these guys probably all put on a Manatam Tvil. Now, I heard a podcast once. I don't remember who it was from. It was the Rabbavitch Rebbe and Rav Moshe Feinstein were good friends. I think there were a couple of them. Rav Moshe Feinstein, I think even the Rav Yosef Soloveitchik, they were all good friends. And that Moshe Feinstein said that the Rav asked him if he wears Rabbeinu Tam Tfilin. He says he doesn't wear Rabbeinu Tam Tfilin. He says, why not? He says, because he's very makpid, only wear very good Tfilin. And he had a very good pair of Rabbeinu Tam Tfilin, which his father bought him when he was a kid and he got lost coming to Russia. And since then he hasn't based the Rabbi Cherebi brought in his sofer and got him like the best. And Rabbi Moshe Feinstein had all like a whole lot of hidurim about tefillin, which most people aren't makpid on. He sent his sofer over to Rabbi Moshe Feinstein to ask him all the hidurim that he wants in tefillin. And he got a pair of Rabbeinu Tam tefillin made for him. He sent them to him. I think it was a official chef though who said this, I think. And so guys, he started putting Rabbeinu Tam tefillin again once he got this good pair of tefillin. So it's not just your average chassid who puts a man on tefillin. The gedolim is here, Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef, says you put it on, the Aruch HaShulchan says the Avodah Bracha. There's an interesting question over here. The Vilna Gaon, Sefer Aliyah called Keterosh. Keterosh was written by a guy who was a Talmid of Rabbi Chaim Vilozhin. Asher Cohen was his name. And he was a Talmid of Rabbi Chaim Vilozhin was the student of the Vilna Gaon. I won't mention too much about it because I see they've got a whole thing written about it. Yeah, it's worth reading on page 78. Chaim Vilozhin was an unbelievable guy. He started Vilozhin Yeshiva, and he basically revolutionized the whole Lithuanian Yeshiva learning world. Right? So the Rav Asher Cohen, his Sefer Keterosh, is a book all about the Minagim of Chaim Vilozhin. That's what this book's about. So he talks to Chaim Vilozhin went to ask the Vilna Gaon. He says, look, you're very busy, the Vilna Gaon. We understand that you don't put Rabbeinu Tam. Why? Because you haven't got that extra 2 minutes or 3 minutes in your life to waste to put Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. But me, says Rabbi Chaim Vilozhin, I'm not like you, I've got time to waste. In inverted commas, it doesn't waste me, right? Should I put on Rabbeinu Tam Tfilin? So Vilna Gaon said to him, he says, no, don't have to do it. Why? He says, nothing to do it. If you want to be Yotze, look at this. Kishatir said, I'd say, the Chol HaDavid, if you really want to be Yotze, all he does is Tfilin, he says, Tishrech, you have to put on 24 pairs of Tfilin. The 24, called the Vilna Gaon shit. If he said 24, you can be rest assured he knows the 24. There were 24 of Tfilin, right? And where do we see these sorts of things? So Amarlo say, Arch of Chaim Vilozhin said to him, where do we see that? Now, what do you mean 24? So he said to him, Dok v'tishkach. He said to him, if you go and look hard enough, you'll find them. Okay? Right? V'shabot, Elokim Chaim Pirabozal, Pasak Milanichan. He stopped putting them on. Now, I don't know if it says that it says Pasak Milanichan, right? Is it English? He ceased to put on the tefillin. It seems like Rabbi Chaim Vilozhin was actually wearing a Rabbeinu Tam tefillin at one stage. Okay. So now, we got through this very, very quickly. So now the bottom line, you've seen, a lot of people put them on, some people say, you should, you don't. But really goes is you don't have to put them on. The question, if you've got to put them on, when is the right time to put them on? So the Yalkut Yosef says over here, he's quite strict. Listen to what he says, and I'm going to end off with this. Hanohagim daniach tfilin de Rabbeinu Tam be'emtze tfilat ha-chazarash la-tziach tzibur. People who put it on during the chazar ha-shat of the shliach tzibur, lo yafe osim. I want to use the English words. I want to translate this bad and be accused. This is not proper. That's what he says. Rak v'imikre hitchil laniach tefillin shel yad shebein tam. If you start putting tefillin, v'maftia shama kadish v'kedusha yani v'yod kashmi, you just answer. U'beprat shesh b'zehe lakshiv l'chashar ha-shliach tzibur. Okay? And then he goes all the right times to put them on. If you decide to put them on, then you can come to me and I'll send you to further readings of when is the right time to put them on. Just to end off here, we've got another 1 minute here. Rabbi Yitzchak Cohen Cook, he speaks about the philosophical symbolism of tefillin in his Sefer Hasidut called Rat Raya. He says, "V'yavineh ha'erech shel tefillah shel yad, l'gavet tefillah shel rosh, To be the erech hachana shel mitzvah gabe gufa shel mitzvah, preparation and doing. Shashvah shel yad, the hand feeding is bekdushat purata, is the kedushas in its doing. Lemateko kochot hachayim atirim, to sweeten all the actions we're doing of our lives, the natural actions. She bahavaya bechala ubaadam epatiyoto, he mechina umachshir hakol ila ora edion. You know, Rav Cook's very difficult to understand. Bottom right, he sets the yad is all preparation. He says, amit galeb zorg shato, ideho fatash, that's right. But it all comes to play in this revelation of light, where the putting of the thing on the head, shimechuven shemekor haseichel on your brain, hamachshava on your thoughts, haregish the feelings, and all the korachim, all the powers of the world, shemuchanim liot mu'arim me'orash lakdusha, and they are preparing themselves to be illuminated by the light of the upper lights, mesokdash orsh lam, the foundation lights of the world, hamuzrachat mizorah Torah Elokit, that comes out of the fire of the Torah of Hashem. The tefillin is all about that. So we learned a lot about tefillin, what to do, and off a little bit of a spiritual note over there. The tefillin is not just something physical, it's something very, very spiritual. You connect yourself to the power of the Torah. You're bringing God's light into the world on your seichel, on your machshava, on all your thoughts. Prepare you for the whole day. Here we go.